Hello and welcome to our program today. We're going to be studying from God's Word on the subject of baptism. And we hope that you will take notes. I have a number of scriptures from the Bible on the subject of water baptism for the remission of your sins. And we want to teach that. We want to teach what the Bible teaches. My name is Richard Massey. I preach for the Windmill Church of Christ, located 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas. And we're glad that you're tuning into our program today concerning baptism. Now, baptism is not practiced by many denominations. They do not see it necessary or essential to salvation. But the Bible says it is necessary in order to be saved. It is essential in order to be pleasing unto God and obedient to God. And without baptism, you will not be saved from your past sins. And so let's do this study concerning baptism. And let's turn to what Jesus said about it in Mark 16 and verse 15 and 16. Here's what Jesus said. And I believe Jesus knows something about baptism, something about salvation, don't you? Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." Baptism, belief and baptism stand between the sinner and salvation. Listen to the verse again. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." And so a person doesn't just be baptized, but a person must also believe and be baptized. And that stands between the sinner and salvation. But let's look at another verse, Acts 2 and verse number 38, where Peter is preaching this great sermon, the very first gospel sermon after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ on the day of Pentecost in the city of Jerusalem. A great crowd assembles, and Peter preaches about Jesus Christ being the fulfillment of the Old Testament scriptures. And when he tells the people that you have with wicked hands taken the Son of God and crucified and slain him, the Bible says when they heard that, they were pricked in their heart, and they said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Acts 2:38 is the answer to that question in verse 37. Verse 37 is the question, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And verse 38 is the answer. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." They were told to repent and be baptized. They were not told to say a sinner's prayer, as many denominational preachers will tell you to do. Now, you need to listen to Jesus. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." You need to listen to the inspired apostle Peter. He was being led and guided by the Holy Spirit in what to say. And he said, "Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." But listen to Jesus again as he spoke to Nicodemus in John 3, verses 3 and verse 5. Jesus answered and said unto him, he's talking to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Look at that. He cannot see the kingdom of God. You've got to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. You've got to believe and be baptized in order to be saved, according to Jesus. But Jesus said, if you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus asked him about that baptism. Can a man be born again? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 4 of John 3. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." If you're not born of the water, if you're not baptized, I know he was talking about baptism. Oh, yes, I know he was talking about baptism. Because also in John chapter 3, look at verse 22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. Jesus was teaching to be born of the water. What was that? Baptism. Furthermore, John 3 and 23, and John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salem, because there was much water there. And they came and were baptized. Jesus was baptizing people. John was baptizing people. In John 3 and 26, and they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. Christ was baptizing people. That's what Jesus taught. That's what he explained to people. You must be born of water in order to enter the kingdom of God. But furthermore, in Acts 2, going back to that, when those people were told to repent and be baptized, it says in verse 41 of Acts 2, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls. Baptism stands between the sinner and remission of sins. Baptism stands between the sinner and entering into the kingdom of God. But let's go a little bit further to Acts 22 and verse 16. And at this time, Paul was known as Saul of Tarsus. And God sent a man named Ananias to him to tell him what to do. Paul was traveling the road to Damascus. He saw a great light. He was blinded. The voice said, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Acts chapter 9. In Acts 22, Paul is telling the account to some people. And he said, Ananias came unto him and said, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. He didn't tell Saul of Tarsus to say the sinner's prayer, to just believe, to trust in the grace of God. He was told to arise and be baptized and wash away his sins. What happens in baptism? Mark 16 and 16, you're saved. Acts 2:38, you have the remission of sins. John 3 and 5, you enter into the kingdom of God. Acts 22:16, you wash away your sins. And in baptism, you call on the name of the Lord. Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. It is there, when we are baptized in water, that we contact the blood that Jesus shed when he died. Listen to Romans 6 and verse number 3. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ, listen to this, was baptized into his death? Where did Jesus shed his blood? He shed his blood when he died. And the Bible says when we're baptized into death, into his death. Verse 4 says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And so when we are baptized, we're baptized into the death of Christ. There's where we contact the blood. And then when we are baptized, the verse 4 of Romans 6 says, we rise to walk a newness of life. That's when the new life begins. The new life begins, the Bible says, when you rise from the watery grave of baptism. Now, beloved, are you going to believe the denominational preachers on the radio that just say this sinner's prayer? Or are you going to believe the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you going to believe the apostles who were inspired of God? That you contact the death of Christ and then you rise to walk a new life, Romans 6 in verse 4. And so you have this new person because Romans 6 goes on to say in verse 5, for if we have been planted, that means we're buried in water, if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, that happens when we're baptized, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. When we are baptized, we rise to walk a new life. We're not serving sin any longer. That's what happens in baptism. It is a beautiful thing. We become dead to sin. Listen to Romans 6 and verse 7. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through the Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. And so when we are baptized, we are freed from sin. Still reading from Romans 6. Notice verse 17 and 18. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Being then made free from sin. When is that then? When you obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine. That's when you were made free from sin. What did that entail? Well, verses 3 and 4, that entailed baptism in water. For the remission of your sins. Beloved, this is the Bible talking to you. This is God's word giving you instruction. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Jesus said, you enter into the kingdom of God when you're born of the water. Saul of Tarsus was told to arise and be baptized and wash away his sins. The Bible says in Romans 6 and verse 3, when we're baptized into the death of Christ. That's where his blood is. And we rise to walk a newness of life. We're a new person. We're dead to sin. And we are freed from sin. Nothing could be more clear than that. It's beautiful what God has designed for us. Don't leave out baptism. It is essential unto salvation. Don't listen to denominational preachers. Listen to the Bible. Now let's talk about another verse. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That's when your sins are forgiven. You put on Christ. You're baptized into Christ. You don't pray into Christ. You don't believe into Christ. You are baptized into Christ. Now that is exactly what the Bible says. You enter into Christ by being baptized. Now that is just as clear can be. In 1 Corinthians 12 and verse number 13, the Bible says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. We're baptized into one body. That body is the body of Jesus Christ. Now in the book of Ephesians, we see in Ephesians 5 and verse 26, we see this, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. By the washing of water. Have you read that verse? Ephesians 5 and verse 26. That he might sanctify and cleanse it. What? The church. How? With the washing of water by the word. What is the washing of water? The only washing of water in the Bible is baptism. Look at Ephesians 4, verses 4 and following. There is one body, that's what we're baptized into, and one Spirit, that's how we're baptized, by the direction of the Holy Spirit. Even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, that's one Jesus, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in you all. And so the baptism being referred to that we've been reading about is water. There's one baptism. What baptism is that? The baptism of the Holy Spirit? No, the baptism of water, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Beloved, that's as clear can be. Don't let some preacher tell you differently. That's in your Bible. Your Bible is right, and man is wrong. The Bible says in Romans chapter 2, let God be true and every man a liar. If 1,000 people says you don't have to be baptized, and the Bible says you have to be baptized, who is right? 1,000 people? 1,000 professors? Or the Bible? Well, the Bible's always right. Let God be true and every man a liar. God's word is right. Now let's turn to another great, great passage in 1 Peter chapter 3. And all of these verses that we're reading, they're in your Bible. Listen to your Bible. Do what your Bible says. Don't let people talk you out of doing what the Bible says and say you're saved by saying a sinner's prayer, or you're saved by grace alone, or this or that. Jesus did it all on the cross, so you don't have to do anything. Don't listen to them. You have to obey God, and you have to be baptized. Now listen to this verse here, 1 Peter 3, and beginning in verse 20, which sometimes were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, watch this, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. How were the eight souls saved in the days of Noah? The Bible says they were saved by water. That's what the Bible says. That's in your Bible. Now look at the next verse. The like figure, in other words, Noah was a figure. Noah was an Old Testament shadow of things to come. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Now let's get what this verse says. Verse 20 says, water saved those people in the days of Noah. They were saved by water, the Bible says. Verse 22 says that baptism is a like figure whereunto baptism doth also now save us. Now there's a parenthetical statement. It says, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. This is not a bath. You don't need soap and a washcloth. It's not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but an answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, the parenthetical statement begins and then it ends, and you can see it marked there in your Bible in 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. And so for our sake of study today, let's leave the parenthetical statement out momentarily so we can read the statement without the parenthetical or the explanatory statement. The like figure whereunto baptism doth also now save us by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Being baptized is not a burdensome thing. Being baptized is not a bad thing. Denominational people try to say You're trying to work your way to heaven. No, we're not. We're trying to obey God. We're trying to please God. And that's what we're doing. Jesus even invoked the entire Godhead in this action. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, he says, "Make disciples of every nation, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." He has invoked the entire Godhead in the action of obedience to baptism, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants you to be baptized so that he can forgive you of your sins. It's he that's going to forgive you. It's him that is going to wash away your sins. And we encourage everyone to comply while there is time and while there is opportunity. We just read a verse from 1 Peter 3 and verse 20. It says, "When once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah." You know, Noah's day, he was building an ark, and it was 120 years in building that ark, and God waited. But God didn't wait forever. There was an end of his waiting. The door of the ark was closed, and that was the last chance for anyone to get on the ark. If you were not in the ark when that door was closed, the rains began to fall, and the great depths of the deep were opened up, and water gushed out of them. And the flood came. The door was closed. God was patient. God was waiting for man to repent and to get into that ark in the days of Noah. He waited, but then his waiting was over. Now God's waiting for you, but his wait is not going to continue forever. If you die, your time is over. Your time on the earth is over. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment, the next thing that's going to happen in your life after you die is the judgment day. You have time and opportunity now to obey Jesus Christ, to obey the inspired writers of the Bible who wrote these verses that we just read, that baptism causes you to be, belief in baptism causes you to be saved, repent and baptize, be baptized causes your sins to be removed. Being baptized into water causes you to enter the kingdom of God, John 3 and verse 5. It causes your sins to be washed away, Acts 22, 16. That's when you call on the name of the Lord, Acts 22, 16. That's when you contact the blood of Christ, Romans 6 and 3. That's when you rise to walk a newness of life, Romans 6 and 4. That's when you become a new person, the old man of sin is destroyed, Romans 6, 4 through 7. That's when you become dead to sin, Romans 6, 7 through 12. That's when you become free from sin, Romans 6, 17 and 18. That's when you put on Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. And that's how the Lord cleanses and sanctifies the church, Ephesians 5 and 26. And that's how you are saved, 1 Peter 3 and 21. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope this study on baptism has helped you, and I've said the words that you need to hear in order for you to be convinced that God wants you to be baptized. We always enjoy teaching the Bible here on the Gospel Radio Network, and we encourage you to continue to listen to these this channel, to the lessons that are involved here, for the singing that's also very encouraging. Thank you for tuning in, my friend. I come to you from the Windmill Church of Christ, located at 8 miles south of Weatherford, Texas, 4839 Tin Top Road. We have a website. Please look us up, windmillcoc.org, and you'll have our location, our times of meeting. You'll have articles, and you'll also hear lessons on there, lessons that we have taught here at the Windmill Church of Christ. Thank you for tuning in. May God bless you as you continue to study his word, and may you have the faith to obey God's word and to believe what it says. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you.